So to me, if we're not failing enough, you're doing something wrong. Welcome to the Time Domination Show. I am your host, James Borman. If you are coming through, then please do let me know. How are we doing? Hope you're good. Halfway through the week, I hope it's going exactly the way that you envisaged it would. It's a failure. God, there are so many different relationships to have with failure. There are so many different thought processes on failure. For me, failure has been, when I look back at it now, maybe not at the time, failure has been the one thing that has helped me grow more than anything. More than anything. My plan over the next 5 years is to fail as much as possible. Fail more. I want you to fail more. What? Who the fuck is this guy? Listen, failure brings an awful lot of experience. Failure brings an awful lot of experience. When we do stuff, when we create projects, when we launch, when we set up a new product line, when we start a brand new coaching company, there is going to naturally be failures. And the reason that it helps you grow is because you're showing up. People that do not fail are the ones who are doing nothing. The ones that are not growing, not scaling, not turning up. You can't fail if you don't show up. So number one, if someone says to me, I'm failing at this and that, and I'm going, fucking good. You're doing it. You're showing up. Here, Jesse. Good. You're fucking learning. You are gaining valuable experience by failing. You now know that that road, that path, that decision, that mindset doesn't work. And you won't make it again. Fingers crossed. Unless you're an utter felon. Hey guys, I'm only going to take a second of your time. I just want to let you know that I run a supporters group on Facebook where I run exclusive content for people that are in that group. We have a supporters show, so that's a bonus 8 shows a month that you'll be getting. We'll be running challenges, you'll be getting best discounts on programs for the future that I'll be running. When COVID is finished, we'll be looking to do meetup training days at a discount as well. And we'll be looking to put together a committed community. If you're looking to just be put one foot in my world, or you're looking to come and work with me in the future, or you just want to be a part of the extra content, you can look at the details below. It's like $3.95 a month for the investment, and you get a lot of good quality value back. Enjoy the rest of the podcast. And from that experience, we learn. We teach our children this. You know, don't put your hands on the fucking oven, because guess what? It's going to burn your hand. They put the hand on the oven to test your theory. Fuck me! They start screaming. They learn. They never do it again. They've grown a little. And that's almost what we're doing. We're kind of testing everything. Don't do that. I'm just going to ignore your advice. Put my hand in there. You get burnt. You gain experience, you learn, you grow, you repeat the process. And that never stops. Ever. Never stops. And I think about all of the people that are in business today, all the people that I know that are very successful. That's because they've just gone out and thrown themselves down one direction, one path, one objective. And they've kept on going. They've failed. Okay, adjust, keep going. Fail. Adjust, keep going. Fail, adjust. Okay. And that's the process. For me to be where I am today, right now in this business, and all the other businesses that I've been in, it's because I've been failing. I've lost money from advertising or setting stuff up that just hasn't worked, and I know that it just hasn't worked, but I know that I don't go down that path anymore. We eliminate potential roads to narrow the path to know the direction that we're going. So don't sit there with your thumb up your ass, moaning and complaining and feeling sorry for yourself because you failed at something.
business and being in business is a mindset of adapt and overcome. Trip over, you fall down, don't stay down, you back up, get the fire, we learn, we grow, we go again. With the expectancy that it's going to fail again. And you build up such a mental resilience to failure that you don't look at it as failure anymore. You look at it as part of the process. It's part of the journey. It's part of you getting to where you want to be. I really hope that this helps you. Let me know if this helps you. Let me know if this resonates. Let me know if this is something you've got or you're working to. Or if you are still afraid and fear failure. Just don't fear failure, guys. Embrace it. Because unless you do, you will stay the same all of the time and procrastinate because you're too afraid of what the outcome will be. And the outcome, guys, if you smash through it like a tornado, will be endless. Your opportunities will be endless. Wish you the best of luck. I'm not going to be doing a live tomorrow, but I'll be back on Friday. Have a great week.